Hi, my name is Sean D'Souza from psychotactics.com. And what you're about to hear is a tiny excerpt from the article writing course. Now, this article writing course is available both live and as a home study version if you'd like to study at your own pace. To get good free information on article writing, which is structure and drama and next step, you have to go to psychotactics.com/xarticlewriting.htm. If you've already signed up, then you'll get those goodies in your inbox. But now let's go to the excerpt of how to create drama. You're going to hear a tiny little piece that's going to help you to analyze drama and find it within your own writing material today as you finish listening to this audio. So what is core outlining of an article? The core of article writing is simply the unfolding of a story, just like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. So if you've ever told a story to a child, if you've ever re-dramatized the movie, if you've told your friend what happened at work, what you've just done is you've spoken an article. And if you can speak an article, you can pretty much write an article. So let's start off the session with taking three different things. Like, for instance, let's talk about a synopsis of a recent movie, or let's talk about a dramatic incident, or let's talk about some object, something that's very everyday. Let's start off with analyzing a movie, for instance. Let's analyze a movie like Ratatouille. So what's Ratatouille about? Well, there's this rat called Remy. And Remy is a rat that loves food. He just loves the way the food just, you know, the smells of the food and the taste of the food. And he lives among rats. And so Remy the rat lives among his family and his friends. And they don't care about food. Or rather, they care about food, but just about anything they can get their paws on. And Remy is this outsider among rats. He wants to cook and he wants to smell the aromas and he wants to put all these herbs and spices and he wants to create this wonderful meal that they can savor. And they don't care. And so Remy heads to the kitchen. He heads not to just any kitchen, but to Gusto's kitchen. Now Gusto is this fat, kindly chef who is no longer alive. He's dead. And so Remy's talking to this ghost of Gusto. And he's out there looking down at the kitchen from right at the top. And there is Gusto's ghost hovering around Remy. And he says, anyone can cook. Anyone can cook. And Remy says, yeah, but that doesn't mean that anyone should. Well, Remy is somehow, he somehow wants to get into the kitchen. He somehow wants to watch and see all of this food being made. And suddenly he finds himself falling, plummeting from the top right into the kitchen, right into the water, right into the thick of the action, and suddenly he has to escape. This is the start, or this is the preview, of how Ratatouille unfolds. You can start to see the drama. If you watched or listened carefully, you could start to see the little connectors. You could start to see how it started to unfold. This is what we're talking about when we talk about article writing, when we talk about drama. And you'll find that as you go through the article writing course, you will start to recognize drama everywhere you go. Let's look, for instance, at something else. Let's look at a very dramatic incident. Can you remember a dramatic incident in your life? Well, I can remember something. It was June 21st in the year 2005. We'd just gone over to a friend's house. It was his birthday. It was 11 o'clock at night. I'd had a wine, just a glass of wine, and we were coming back. It was one of those dark, rainy winter nights. That's how it is in June in these parts of the world. And visibility wasn't that good. And so we were getting home on this motorway, and suddenly I looked in front of me, and there was this car. It seemed like this car was stopped in the middle of the motorway. And I thought, no. And in a fraction of a second, I swerved, and the next moment, the car passed by me and Renuka. It just went in the wrong direction. It was going the wrong direction. This car had no headlights. It had nothing. It was just coming in the wrong direction. And if we had not swerved, it would have hit us head on and we'd have been dead. This is a dramatic incident. It's a true incident as well. So let's move on to the third part. And the third part is just salt. Let's just talk about something as mundane as salt. What's so great about salt? Well, did you know that salt can cause so many problems in your body, but that something like a jam sandwich has only 30% less salt than, say, a Vegemite sandwich, even though Vegemite looks like it's very salty, because most of the salt comes from the bread. Did you know that a bowl of cornflakes has the same salt as a small packet of plain chips? Do you know that some sweet biscuits contain as much or more salt than savory biscuits? Did you know, for instance, that when you put salt at the table, you know, you just put some salt in your food, that's not as bad as a pickle. And a pickle can contain a humongous amount of salt. So what is this humongous amount of salt? Well, one pickle, one dill pickle, can contain as much as 928 milligrams of salt. Do you see what we've just done? I've just taken you into three instances. The first instance, one of a movie. The second instance, one of a dramatic incident. And third, I've told you something as mundane as salt. And in every instant, we've packed in drama and structure and we've left out the next step. I've left you teetering every single time as you're about to find out what happens next, what happens next, what happens next. This is how you go about creating drama and structure in your article writing. Now, I know that I'm teasing. I know that you're looking, how do I go about this? This sounds very exciting. And that's what I'm trying to do to you, which is exactly what you need to do to your customers. You need to create so much drama and so much excitement that they want to know what happens next. What happens next is we're going to look at how your drama could be buried in your own article, and you might be missing it all the time. So once you've started writing, how do you find the drama within your piece? Now, we're not talking about creating drama in the first place, but supposing you've already started writing, how do you find the drama within your own information, within your own article? Well, have you ever walked into a cold room on a chilly night? You know what I mean. On a really cold night, if you step into a freezing room and you turn the heating on full, that heater chugs and chugs, but doesn't seem to make much of a difference. The room is still you're really cold. And then suddenly, about 15 to 20 minutes later, you are toasty. Now, it's not quite summer, but your blood is suddenly flowing again. You're not freezing anymore. And this is what happens with article writing. You've run into the heater syndrome of article writing. You see, just like how you enter a room on a cold night and you need the blood to flow a bit, that's how it is with writing articles. When you first start writing copy or text, you're all stiff. Your brain isn't quite doing a kazooza. The words and the ideas, they need some loosening up. And there's not enough heat in your copy. But once you get past 150 to 200 words, your ideas really start to flow. And you start to get this drama within your copy. Well, here's what happens. The hottest, most dramatic part of your information is not actually sitting in paragraph one, but is actually cuddled in the midst of hundreds of other words somewhere down in paragraph 6 or 8 or 10. The most outstanding part of your concept is not in the spotlight right at the top when you start writing, but actually hidden away where it's likely to be missed completely. The biggest reason why your opening paragraph tend to sound ugh is because you aren't paying attention to the heater syndrome. So, here's what you need to do to get things hotter again. First step, take an old article or a piece of copy. Step two, go down to the 150, 200 word mark. And now it's time to do some cutting and pasting. And in step three, cut and paste athwart the copy around the 150 word mark and put it right at the top of your article and copy. And here's what you're going to find. Instead of a Goldilocks article running like this, which is, once upon a time, there was a little girl named Goldilocks. She went for a walk in the forest. Pretty soon, she came upon a house. She knocked, and when no one answered, she walked right in. But if you look at 150 mark in the Goldilocks story, here's what comes up. "This porridge is too hot," she exclaimed. So she tasted the porridge from the second bowl. "This porridge is too cold," she said. So she tasted the last bowl of porridge. "Ah, this porridge is just right," she said, and happily ate it all up. Can you see the difference in the drama? The second set of words, which is past the 150 mark, have more movement, more description, more mystery and intrigue. You literally want to know more of what she did with that porridge. So why do we need these opening words, the opening paragraphs, to be so dramatic? Because in today's world, we are inundated with information. And if we're not captivated by the information right away, then we go on to something else and something else and something else. The person, the article writer, the business owner that can captivate people in the first 50 words is the person that can keep that person reading on. This makes the first 50 words pretty important, doesn't it? The first 50 words of your speech, in your copy or in your article, they are your make or break point. If the words don't lunge at your customer and grab your customer's brain by the throat, that brain wanders off to something more exciting. The movies do the exciting part. The soaps do it. So why don't you? Remember how the Titanic began? When did you see the boat sailing out? In the first few frames? Or in about 20 to 30 minutes of the movie? So what was in the first few minutes of the movie? Drama, wasn't it? Icebergs, people headed to their doom. It's the heater syndrome. Drama, power, action, intrigue. All of this, you're able to do it, but often your information is buried 150 to 200 words in your copy. So what you need to do is to turn up the heat by taking the copy from 150 to 200 words and slamming it right at the top so that you can start to make it more dramatic. Now, let me tell you how I went about, for instance, writing this article. This is a written article. I'm speaking it right now. When I started writing this copy, I was struggling too, because the heater syndrome was just an idea that was buried somewhere in the original copy. So I hadn't thought of getting into a room that was cold and this heater concept and stuff. But somewhere as I started writing, the concept came out. It jumped out at me and I was able to move it to the top. And the article became far more effective. So as you can see, I take my own advice as well. And you can see the earlier version of this article in the notes that accompany this audio. You will start to see that it was kind of bleak. It wasn't as good as the opening that we have right now, which is the heater syndrome. These are just little sections, little excerpts of drama that we teach on the article writing course. It's a little bit of the structure that you're going to learn. It's a little bit of the next step that compels customers to buy to do something else. This is what the article writing course is all about. If you would like to find out more about how to create dramatic articles, dramatic starts with very clear openings, then start to look at www.psychotactics.com/xarticlewriting.htm. You'll find this link in your notes as well. So don't worry if you're listening to this in a car or an MP3 player. Go to the notes, click on the link. It's psychotactics.com/xarticlewriting.htm. And if you've already signed up, then look in your inbox and you should get instructions on how to access the audio and how to access the notes. So look in your inbox and you'll find everything there.